With several hundred anti-abortion protesters gathered outside Notre Dame's front gates, President Obama was greeted inside the Joyce Center on campus with long and thunderous applause. But his speech was interrupted a number of times by anti-abortion hecklers, with most graduating students drowning out the hecklers in support of Mr. Obama. The president began his remarks by acknowledging the storm of controversy his visit caused with a dose of self-deprecating humor.
Thank you for the honorary degree that I received. I know it has not been without controversy. I don't know if you're aware of this, but these honorary degrees are apparently pretty hard to come by. So far, I'm only one for two as president.
Mr. Obama delivered his first commencement address as president to the University of Arizona several days ago. The university decided not to award him an honorary degree, saying his body of work is not yet finished. At Notre Dame Sunday, President Obama took on the issue that has dogged his visit and sharply divided and polarized Americans for decades, abortion. He called for people on both sides of the debate to keep an open mind and to stop demonizing each other.
That's when we begin to say, maybe we won't agree on abortion, but we can still agree that this heart-wrenching decision for any woman is not made casually. It has both moral and spiritual dimensions.
The president focused on action that both sides can agree on.
Let us work together to reduce the number of women seeking abortions. Let's reduce unintended pregnancies. Let's make adoption more available. Let's provide care and support for women who do carry their children to term.
In his speech, the president indicated he may be willing to cede some ground in the ongoing political battle over abortion, calling for a sensible conscience clause to be included in any potential new freedom of choice legislation, so that doctors and nurses who oppose abortions cannot be forced to perform them. Students who oppose abortion rights held an all-night prayer vigil on another part of the campus. University policy kept non-student protesters outside the campus gates. Conservative political activist Alan Keyes explained his view of why many Catholics and other Christians were so upset by Notre Dame's decision to invite and honor Mr. Obama.
Barack Obama is deeply committed to what John Paul called the culture of death and the murder of innocent children.
The abortion issue is likely to remain in the spotlight as President Obama seeks to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court left by the retirement this summer of Justice David Souter. In its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that individual states may not ban abortion. But it did not end the political battle over the issue. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.